The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And if you've ever struggled to find time in your calendar to meet a friend or a colleague or even an employee, you might be interested to know that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is working on a solution. Who better than Mark to help us find time to meet our friends? He's creating an AI version of himself so that the staff can talk to him whenever they like. News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now. This sounds like a terrible idea.
This is the most Mark Zuckerberg thing Mark Zuckerberg has ever Mark Zuckerberged.
I think it is.
So the idea here is, you might remember a few years ago, Facebook was the parent company and then they rebranded to Meta. And part of that rebrand was Mark Zuckerberg's vision for the metaverse. So he wanted, you know, in 5 or 10 years' time, you and I wouldn't be sitting in the same room having this conversation. I'd be on my couch at home, you'd be on your couch at home, we'd be wearing headsets, and that's how we'd connect. Mm-hmm. You'd see the little avatar version of me, that would be sufficient, and that's how we would live our lives. There'd be a metaverse economy, it would be fantastic.
And they spent a bag of money on that, didn't they?
An absolute bag and a half of money. However, they have announced that they've since rolled back on that because, shocker, nobody was into it. That doesn't mean the innovation is stopping at Meta. However, he is the head of the company that has 79,000 employees. He's in demand. People want his time, his insights, his decisions. So he is working with the team at Meta now to create an AI version of himself. Not just a chatbot version. So it's not kind of like ChatGPT and you're just engaging, but based on his voice and video footage of him. So as you're engaging with this chatbot version of Mark Zuckerberg, he will have his mannerisms. It's being trained on his internal memos, his speeches, previous interviews. It's essentially being coached so that it will respond with what the actual Zuckerberg would want to say.
So if I'm talking to AI Mark Zuckerberg, I'm actually talking to nothing. It's not listening to me. It's just responding. It's a machine. But he's relying on the fact that his employees, like the rest of us, are so fooled by AI that we're going to go with this thing and emotionally invest in it.
What scares me, Claire, is that I think it might work. I honestly think, I don't think it's a good thing to do, and I don't necessarily think it's a moral thing to do, but I do think it will work. And the reason for that is, if you look at some of the stats that some of the AI platforms are putting out there into the world now, we're seeing trends that people are engaging with these platforms for tricky issues. So whether it is they're struggling with their mental health or they're facing some difficulties at work, at home, with a partner, whatever it may be, they're now turning to AI because AI engages in a conversational way, offers absolutely no judgment, and can give you advice.
But it's reflecting back to you what you said to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not solving your problem. In fact, it's reinforcing what you believe.
And this is the very dangerous side of this. So there is a case in the United States at the moment before the courts. A family is suing ChatGPT because their young son, their teenage son,
I saw this, yeah,
had been engaging pretty consistently with ChatGPT. And he had confided to the platform that he was struggling with his mental health and he was contemplating taking his own life. And rather than pushing him to engage with a human being or any of the myriad of support services that exist, it essentially gave him a handbook on what to do. Mm-hmm. And the platform kept on reinforcing. And I don't know if you've used any of these platforms, Claire, but you could ask it any question under the sun and it'll always come back with, "You're so right. That's a great question. Here's what you need to know." It's that positive reinforcement and that casino type effect where you're getting positive reinforcement from something and then a bit of information so you feel like you're learning. But what we know is, firstly, these platforms, they're not human. The information is not fully authenticated. They can hallucinate. They can make stuff up and put it before you as if it is fact, as if this is the answer to all of your problems. And so what Mark Zuckerberg is doing is, rather than building a clone using some of the platforms that already exist, he's building his own one that's only trained on a library of what he approves, of stuff that he has done, said, thought, shared previously. So that's less likely to hallucinate and it's more likely to be in keeping with him. And I can fully see in a few years' time we will have outlets that not only offer, you know, telehealth in terms of you can have a GP appointment online, but you could also chat to an AI therapist.
Mm-hmm. So if I work for Meta and I want to know, what does Mark Zuckerberg think about my great idea? I'm going to be able to find out by using this tool.
Yeah. And what's not clear...
But now, that's all fine, right?
Come on.
The real Mark Zuckerberg will never know about my idea.
Well, he might, because as with all of these things, information is captured for quality and training purposes. So that information may find its way back. But the key thing here, and I've been obviously talking about AI for the last few years nonstop, it's the loss of the human connection. If you go to AI bot Mark and you say, my dog died and I'm devastated, I need some time off. Like, human Mark Zuckerberg is known to not be the most empathetic person. Can you imagine what AI bot Mark is going to do? There's not going to be that human connection, that understanding, that context of, well, you've worked here for 15 years. I know that you've never, you know, it's the tapestry of that human connection. And I think the authenticity is something that's vitally important. We saw, and this is a sort of more basic example, but years ago, do you remember every customer service operation turned into automated phone calls?
Yes.
So press one if you want your PIN, press two if you want to cancel your account, whatever it is. And that drove people bananas. We saw the number of complaints going to bodies like the CCPC. People were not happy with that level of automation. And so now, in many instances, and we hear the ads on radio all of the time, you know, we have customer service agents available. We'll pick up your call within whatever amount of time. We will engage with you. So that's a real life example of where the automation just didn't work.
People even wanted to engage. My most recent experience has been with Amazon this week, where I had to get in touch with them. And I was getting the AI bot, but really quickly I was transferred to an agent, and I've had to contact them a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I find that I'm not irritated because I'm not spending long enough with the AI Amazon customer service bot to allow me to get annoyed. They're jumping in.
And you see, Amazon have been really smart about this because they, yes, they use the AI as the first port of call because you might have a basic question.
Yeah.
Some websites do it as well.
And I don't mind that because I'm being streamed somewhere, I might imagine.
Exactly. Exactly. But they do have, and this is where AI agents come into play, where you say, that's not what I was asking. Can I just speak to a human? And it'll automatically escalate the issue to a human being. Where the issue is that some businesses haven't invested in that level of technology yet. And so you can spend hours of your life rowing with a robot that doesn't understand what you're trying to say. So there's definitely...
Like the conversations I have with my speaker at home. Not that it's about customer service. But I am even despite the chat that we had last week, I'm still fighting with her.
Why? What's she not doing for you?
She's not playing News Talk for me. Unless I go through a platform that I don't want to go through.
Okay.
So I need to sort that out and fix it.
So there's a few different ways around this, right? So you can say, you can be very clear. And even though I don't recommend people call us this in general, but if you say play News Talk FM, that's one way around it.
Yeah.
Or you can specify to listen on TuneIn. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it's much better if you listen on the
Go Loud
app.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If needs must, if you need your News Talk fix when you're not on there, if you need it, there are two ways to get around it.
But the AI response that you get is so annoying. You know what it is, don't you? This music is available to purchase on Amazon Music. I can almost recite it. And it's really hard to interrupt her.
Yeah.
I'm speaking as though she's a person.
She is. She's a wagon wheel. Yeah. She's an absolute wagon wheel who thinks that she knows better than you. But this is, and I think that's a real life example of where the friction with the technology comes. Because again, and I've said this to you before, but the AI, this type of technology is like the biggest dose in a bar on a Friday night. They know absolutely everything. They know better than you. But I think, I still think while we, the average consumer, are getting and experiencing friction points, you can really see and imagine where these AI chatbots would engage. Mm-hmm. Like I heard you guys talking yesterday about interview prep, the Duolingo and the taxis and all the rest. I know people, as in friends who I talk to regularly, and for interview prep, they're having audio chats with Google's Gemini. So if you use Google's Gemini, which is their AI platform, you can put it into mic mode and you can say, acting as a recruiter, ask me questions for a project management role. And it'll say, well, welcome to the interview. How would you manage this, that and the other? And it will ask questions and give you feedback based on what you say.
Useful, unless it hallucinates, as you've
and then you're goosed.
Explained, and then you're goosed. Jess, thank you so much
thank you
for being with us. That's Jess Kelly, who's News Talk's technology correspondent.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.